Good morning, everybody. Good morning, all my members. Good afternoon, good evening. Today, Pastor Leon will deliver a message in the second service and seventh service. And so, first, we'd like to offering for teachers. Let me pray for our teachers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, you bless our church for financial needs, and we need everything, and you will meet everything from now on, and I will give attitudes to you, and ask that you bless them to reveal your glory. Thank you for your word. And I ask that you would in this name I pray, Amen. Good morning, everybody. And our gospel concert will be heard, so I'd like to the video clip first. Take a look. Praise belong to spiritual things. And for revival or for great waking, the Marie Curie has told us about that. And praise and worship is an important point for us. And as you already know, you praise band, and we saw many miracles through these things. So in Japan, these events, these things are new for us. So spiritual movement is taking place now and advancing. Even though our audience, a few or pigeons. Maybe the pigeon repentance. That is one of the works. And our gospel concert named Kokoro Gospel, Heartfelt Gospel Concert. God has given us the word, and He said He will lead us to more than a million people gathered for praise and worship. And I believe God is working within us. practical, even though the first a few things, but later you that will be great. So please join us in work. And that is evangelical way, and many people, the music touched many. And to lead great working for salvation. So now we perform a street life, and we will see fruits later. So I can see baptism, and there is a great blessing to listen to gospel music and the spiritual things. Today, Pastor Leon, I will drop a message in second service, in seventh service, and tomorrow on the evening service. So we have the video of when we went to Pastor Leon. So we'd like to look at that first. Take a look.
Thank you. こから来てどこへ行くの。私がわかる言葉を示してください。豊かに流れている祝福の風、主が導かれる場所へ立ってさあ行こう。光る夕凪の海、空高る虹、風をこの身に受けてあなたに委ね、風はどこから来て、
我汝に父と子と聖霊との皆によってバプテスマス、
私が分か
る言葉、あなたが闇の中から光の中に甘やくも
打たれてやる、我
汝に父と子と聖霊との皆によってバプテスマス、
豊かに
豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに豊かに
神の言葉が荒野でザカリアの子ヨハネに下った。それと四節の終わりの方の一の道を用意し主の到来の道をまっすぐにした。これが示された言葉です。
In the second service, the Pastor Leon returned from a message, and he came from a place named Haifa in Israel. And church members came from Lushan. And church belonged to the Protestant church.Old Testament, but from our stream are a little different from our church, but a great, wonderful church. The ultimate point, they have special presents for Russian Jews.And God chose the land of Israel, and we are going to Israel yearly. And because God shows us about that, and when we continue to go to Israel, we receive blessing. So if you want to go to Israel, please pray for going to Israel, because the situation is getting changed.And maybe there's a time to stop to go to Israel for the issue of Syria. So we're not sure. So please keep on praying for going to Israel. If God's will could open the way to Israel. So let's take a look. Listen a video clip. Take a look.
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは祈り聞き従い、神の声を聞く力は成長するです。アブラハムやダビデたちのように聖書に出てくる方々が祈り聞き従う歩みの中で祝福を受けたように、神様は私たちも祝福したいと願っておられます。つまり神様は私たちの祈り聞き従うことを望んでおられるのです。ですから神様の語りかけを本当に聞くことができるようになるの?と心配する必要は全くありません。なぜなら神様自身が私たちの神様の語りかけを聞く耳を成長させてくださるからです。まず神様は私たちに語ってくださることを信じ期待しましょう。そして神様の語りかけが さらに分かるようにと大胆に祈り求めましょう。この祈りこそが神様の語りかけを聞く大きなポイントとなります。その他に聖書を読むこと、教会につながること、神様の奉仕をすること、教会の権威に従うこと、これらはクリスチャンとして成長する鍵であるとともに、神様の言葉を聞く耳の成長にもつながります。それではまた。
この人がいたずらがありまして、ね、風間君に言ってて向こうきましたけど、聞き従うこと、また祈ることにおいて、
Obedience is prayer.
一つ神様がなされることがあるんですね。一つのポイントがあるのは、それは何かというと、祈れば祈るほど祈りが分かっている
。Are we getting to know? If we pray more and more, we know about prayer. We start this church, we based on prayer. So first, we decided to pray for 5 hours. But I'm not sure exact time, maybe 5 hours. And I and Pastor Okamura and sometimes Pastor Nagato prayed. And when we prayed 2 hours, we so fine. But after 2 hours and 3 hours, 4 hours, Pastor Kamaru getting energy to pray, but I was so tired to pray. But Pastor Morita was disciplined for sports, but the prayer training is more than that. And I thought in my mind, I getting know about prayer whenever I pray, and I getting know how to pray after praying. And especially if the Holy Spirit helped me, I can pray more. But when I pray with my power, I was getting so tired. And sometimes I saw what the result of prayers, but sometimes I didn't know the result of prayer. And I realized when God works, I have power. But when God doesn't work, I don't have power to pray. And when we cried to God with prayer, that means the Holy Spirit helps me, not by my might. And through prayers, I know how to pray. And also, I can't pray. And I realize I can't pray without God. And I realized I have no power to pray. But I read some books about prayer, but I know if we don't have the Holy Spirit's help, I can't do anything. And I need to ask God to pray intensely. And when we trust in God, and then I can see God's help. And when I do it, and I focus to pray, and I do it, I realize I can't do it. George Mueller, when I find a book by George Mueller, God leads to read his book. First, I read a book of theological book, so I didn't know about that. I didn't be pleased at all. But I found George Mueller's book, and I started reading, and I was so surprised how God worked with prayer, so that I opened my eyes, and I started to read such a book, and I started to obey God's prayers. And I, as a result of that, I saw God's result, God's blessing. The obedience is an important point, I know. And I went to seminary. And the teachers and the students didn't know about obedience. They didn't obey God. I thought I only obeyed God. But at that point, when I obey God, and I realized to listen and obey God with knowledge and spirituality, both of knowledge and spirituality, and open up spiritual ears. But when I listened and obey God, I thought, I did, I can do it. So I thought I can listen and obey God. But God told me, you can't follow me. You can't obey me. So I failed. God test me. For example, I went to the United States through Brazil. I was foretold, you won't be able to, you would not have iced tea. And there was no iced tea in the United States. So I didn't. And I took a plane. I had a service in Los Angeles. And when I had a service in Los Angeles, some people treated me. And then someone knew I like iced tea. So she served iced tea for me. She had boiled water from the morning, and he prepared iced tea for me. But God foretold me, you don't have tea. And she served me only for me. So, and also she sit down in front of me. So she saw I going to have iced tea. So I mustn't, I haven't to have it because God told me you don't have iced tea. But I needed to tell about that. God showed me, God foretold me I wouldn't be able to have iced tea, but I failed, and I had it. So I had trouble when I went to Brazil. God tests me. And also, God told me, you don't drive. So I'm playing skiing. If you drive, you will face a traffic jam, a traffic accident. So now, from now, I don't have car license because God told me about that. When I child, there was a toy car. So I thought, when I grow up, I would have car license. But I don't have car license yet. I said, also, a car accident had happened. And car clashed and clenched. Skiing, when I become OSCC staff members as skier, because we used to go to praise to play skiing. Pastor Alai is main preacher. Then I'm associated members. So we need to do everything because Pastor Alai is leader. So all members went to playing skiing. And I stayed in the hotel. And everybody said, it's very fun to skiing. Let us enjoy skiing. So I know it's fun, but I don't want to. So I rejected it. But I'm associate leader for ski camp. It's strange because I'm associate leader for skiing. So everybody except me enjoys skiing, but it was strange. I'm not going to play skiing, so I decided to play skiing. And my younger brother had a professional ski goods, so I borrowed it to skiing, and I was skiing. I was broke my leg and roaring,
あーってなって、これって何ともならない。そしてね、このままついたままね、
正面の方に全然したんですね。Drop it down with ski goods, ski tools, and my legs are broken. And I was carried home the pillow and my legs broke like that. And the doctor stretched out my legs. I tried to stretch out my leg like a listening player. And my foot, it was very bad pain.And the fixed is okay. At midnight, I went to go to the hospital to take examination, I think X-ray. And why there is a it's because there is a reason why.I had troubles because God tested me. And then I realized I can't obey God. There is a very important point when I went to Mama's church. When I went to the Mahabharata church, maybe I was rejected. But the church said they welcomed me. And I prayed for that. So I thought I need to go to Akasaka church. I thought this is the last time.Pastor Alai said, could you deliver a message next time? And so I thought, well, next week, the last time. And the Pastor Alai told about the town. So I thought this is the last time. So I leave from Mama's church.So I want to leave from Mother's church, but Holy Spirit stopped me. So bad I need to leave from the church. At the entrance, Pastor Arai said to me, could you become an MC?For the evangelical meeting. So I said, yes, okay. So, but I thought, I wanted to leave from the church, but I said, okay. So I thought I will be MC, and after that, I wanted to leave the church.But after that meeting, and after that, I wanted to leave the church. But I thought, next week, could you be MC? And I said, yes, okay. So I wasn't able to leave the church.But the church is the center of charismatic movement, and I will become a pastor and will help. I will we learned from Pastor Alai, and he is a charismatic docent of charismatic movement. So I learned about many things. When we went to Philippines, problems took place, and maybe we would be killed. We couldn't take tickets. We tried to return tickets, but it's not a good idea. But God stopped me, stopped us to take it. So we need to cancel many services. So why? But God told me so cancel many services. So one of the services, there is a evangelical service for prisoners. The prisoners try to kill us, catch us and capture us and kill us. In Philippines. So I thought one thing. I failed God's test when I went to Syria. God told me, you don't have fruits. I love fruits, but I have troubles in Syria. I failed in Syria. I knew 2 points. And when we obey God, God opened our eyes and ears, and we knew about obedience, the blessings from obedience. So wonderful things. And another point, I can't listen and obey God, and I can't do the will of God. First I can, but later I can't do that. In seminary school, I thought I was able to do the will of God, but during that, God told me, you can't listen to obey God. And God tested me. When God tested me, I realized I know getting to know, and I can't. And during Christian life, when I try to do it, and we realize some things, but practically, God showed us we can't. Like frog, like a jump, jumping trees, and sometimes giving up. God shows us we can't, but we need to depend on God and trust in God. So we need to ask God. That is a very big, important point. In Christian life, I can't. But I can't listen by God, but God helps us. And God teaches us not to obey God, and because we can trust God. Let us pray. God, speak to each one of us and to reveal your glory. Someone declares the word God, but you need to obey God more. And there is someone to receive God's word and God's leading. So you need to obey and follow it. There is one to declare about ways different. So you need to change the right way. Now we have time of healing prayer. Now we have confessed our sins before God. So we need to ask God for healing. So touch each one of us. In Jesus' name, is broke down the evil spirit. In Jesus' name, get rid of sickness. Be healed, 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 be healed. There was someone who had a eye problems healed. Nose problems healed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please stand up. Let's sing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.